O'Neill Outside. On News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. For fishing and hunting or anything in the great outdoors, O'Neill Williams is your guide. Let's go outside with O'Neill.
7 after the hour. Welcome, boys. This is O'Neill, a very special Saturday morning on O'Neill Outside from the palatial studios of WSB. Welcome to a brand new, unused Saturday morning.
I feel good.
Oh, and a very special Saturday morning is I have guests today, my goodness, which is very unusual. Semi-annual visit with the Department of Natural Resources. We have with us Kevin Lowry. He's a state biologist, Corporal Byron Young, and Sergeant Jason Robertson. And we are talking turkey hunting. And I invite your questions and your participation in the program. We're not talking fishing today. We're talking turkey hunting. Telephone numbers are. And Woman Williams is here. I forgot. Woman Williams is here, ready to take your call. She's participating in the program. 404-872-0750. 404-872-0750. Or outside the Atlanta calling area, 800-972-8255. If you have questions about baiting and law enforcement and violations and turkey biology, these guys are here to help. And I have a question right now, and it'll be about safety. What is the biggest safety risk that you see in the woods during the turkey season, law enforcement guys?
We talked earlier about the colors. Yeah. You know, avoid wearing the colors that you'll see, turkey's heads, red, white, and blue. You know, we've actually had some people shot in the woods toting their decoys out. A lot of people take their decoy, they fold it up, stick it in behind their back, and the head of that decoy sticking out.
And somebody pulls the trigger on that.
Oh, my goodness. That's a big concern, especially on the public land. You know, when you know there's other hunters in the area, but we talked earlier also about hunting without permission. Just because you're supposed to be the only one on a piece of property doesn't necessarily mean you are.
That's a safety risk there. What's the biggest violation? Let's do that again.
Probably the biggest violations would be hunting without permission and then hunting over bait. You know,
okay.
As we said earlier, it's very tempting if you're on a small tract of land or even a large tract and you hear a bird gobbling on the next ridge. It's real easy to cross that fence and ignore those posted signs and go.
Nobody will notice.
That's right.
Nobody will notice. Sure, and you track over there and try to run him down, huh?
That's right.
That's a fact. Okay, Kevin, what do you say about using decoy? From a hunting standpoint, what's the risk factor in ruining the hunt by using a decoy? Do you recommend decoys?
Sometimes.
What an answer.
I'm kind of like, it's one of those things I don't want to carry all the time when I'm in the woods and walking a lot, and I know I'm going to be going a long ways. Probably not something I want to tote around, but if I'm hunting fields and around openings, you know, it might be that thing that helps draw that bird in. You got to consider how you set up and whether it's a lifelike looking decoy. It can blow a hunt. Some turkeys come in and see that and they don't like it, and then some are really attracted to it.
I think it's 50-50 personally. Because I've frightened them away and stopped them way out because I had one, and I've had them come in and jump the bird.
Right.
So,
and I've had my decoys up, and birds coming, and the wind start blowing a decoy, spinning like a windmill.
I've had that exact thing happen. They're spinning around, and that took care of that.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. They're gone.
That took care of that. What's the biggest mistake that people make turkey hunting? Anybody? What's your opinion? What's the biggest mistake the average turkey hunter makes?
Probably calling too much.
I agree.
I'm not an expert by any stretch on the turkey hunting, but, you know, you want to hear them gobble.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, they'll just keep calling, hear them gobble. But, you know, when they start coming, my experience, that's time to shut up and let them come.
The best turkey hunter I ever spent any time with was Roscoe Reams. And Roscoe is about three times. After you've called two times, the gobbler knows exactly where you are.
That's right.
So just shut up, right?
A good friend of mine, he has a little bit of problem with that. He wants to hear him gobble.
So, that's a big part of it.
He'll keep talking to him.
You bet. Let's talk to Kate. He's calling the radio show here. Good morning, Kate. It's O'Neill. Welcome.
Welcome.
Yes. Let me hear from you. You're on the radio.
Yes, sir.
Okay, what's your question?
I don't have a question. I was just saying how this radio was cool, and I'm going to my farm with my buddy, and my buddy's dad.
So you're going turkey hunting today?
Yes, sir.
Good, for the youth season. Well, congratulations and good luck to you, son.
Thank you.
You bet. Now call me back next week and tell me if you how you did, okay? Is that a deal?
That's a deal.
All right, I'll expect to hear from you.
And thank the DNR.
Thank you, buddy.
There you are. Good. That's excellent way to end the call. Thank you for calling, son.
Yep.
You bet. Good luck to you. Well, that's good. Somebody headed for the woods. Maybe it'll be a memorable turkey hunt for him. Okay? What's turkey team up? What in the world is that, fellas?
All right. So the National Wild Turkey Federation, you know, and DNR, they work close together, both on the game management side and the law enforcement side. And the NWTF has teamed up with our DNR law enforcement, and they're going to they offer opportunity to take some kids hunting with it. So a kid gets paired up with a law enforcement officer, and they go hunting on some private properties or some limited access public properties that like water authorities, and they have a day in the woods. And I think at the end of the season, one of those lucky youth hunters will get selected for a free lifetime license.
Oh, very valuable.
And if they want to find out more about that, they can go to georgianwtf.org or go to the DNRLE Facebook page or the DNRLE website. I think there's some information on all that.
Good. Excellent. Turkey team up. Okay. Let's get into a question that we handle each and every hour when you guys are visiting, whether it's turkey hunting, deer hunting, wildlife management, conservation, all those things. Who pays for it?
It's paid for by hunters and fishermen.
You bet.
Through license fees and other excise taxes.
Yeah, excise taxes, permits, licenses, all those things that pay for it. It was from Pittman Robertson, Wildlife Restoration Act.
Right.
Yep, and that was 1927, somewhere along in there.
That's right.
The hunters
right.
and fishermen have been paying their way, and non-game species benefit tremendously.
Absolutely.
It was
brilliant legislation in the fact that they created some diversion language in that bill that basically protected it. So I think a lot of hunters feel like we don't get all the money that's raised from hunting license.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, if the state withholds that money, then it's considered a diversion. So you don't get that PR money returned from the feds back to the state. So we always get all that license fee back plus some.
And then some.
Plus some, and then we get the PR funds. So it's extremely important to how we're funded as an agency. And currently, right now in the legislature, there's a bill to increase those license fees, HB 208. And I think Jason probably tell you a little bit more about that.
Jason, sure. Talk.
Well, the House Bill 208 is basically an increase in license fees. It's been 24 years since Georgia has increased any hunting or fishing license fees. Currently, we are well below the southeastern average on hunting license, fishing license prices. And this is just a way to basically allow the DNR as a whole to increase our revenue, hire more game wardens. If it goes through the way that it's going, we'll have 40 more game wardens in the state.
Good.
Which right now we have 47 counties who don't even have a game warden.
So, really?
47 counties in the state without a game warden. So this will allow us to get 40 additional. It'll increase our service to the citizens with technical assistance from our other partners in the DNR, with private lands, biology, some working on ponds and hunting clubs. We improve education, have better access, better roads, ramps, piers, and also our educational programs and habitat management will be greatly benefited with this bill.
Terrific. Byron, describe your job. Are you just riding around in a truck trying to catch people?
Sometimes, but our job has changed a lot. I've been working 15 years, and we're involved in everything now. You know, the lakes are busy. Of course, fishing season kicking off now. There's boats on the lake about every day the sun shines. So we're, of course, turkey season, deer season. We're always out in the woods, but we're also we're involved in a little bit of everything now. We see a lot of drugs in our area, working on our state parks. We're dealing with car break-ins, you name it. So our job has evolved a lot in the last few years. We're getting involved in more and more things.
Lead agency in the state on wilderness search and rescue. Mm-hmm. So people don't realize that if there's a lost person in the state, they're calling a game warden.
Call you, right?
And so that takes us out of the field from doing our normal law enforcement work to searching for missing hikers or injured people, you know, whether it be the Appalachian Trail or in Metro Atlanta. So
you bet. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. So it's changed over the last, and the license fees, you said, it's been 24 years?
Yes, sir.
It needed to have doubled by now in 24 years, just simple inflation.
Absolutely.
Should have doubled.
Stuff's not getting any cheaper to maintain roads or maintain access or buy seed and fertilizer. It's certainly not getting cheaper.
Yeah. Do you find out, Byron, that hunters or fishermen aren't bad people? They break the law because they don't know it.
Sometimes, yeah. Some of them know. You know, we have some deliberate violators out there who are cheating, for the lack of a better word. Mm-hmm. They're trying to, you know, kill too many gobblers or catch too many fish. But for the most part, you know, hunters and fishermen are good people. They're just maybe steering the wrong path for a little while.
I understand. What's the most difficult turkey? Oops, I got to get out of here. Hold on, Jason. This is O'Neill. We have the DNR with us this morning. Telephone numbers are 404-872-0750 or 800-WSB-TALK. We'll be back.
More of O'Neill Williams.
58 degrees, 22 after the hour. We're being visited by the Department of Natural Resources, the biologist, law enforcement division. And before I get to the next call, it's my privilege to invite you to go to O'NeillOutside.com and enter right on the homepage the audience appreciation event. And there are 58 different prizes where you can qualify to be drawn in the contest, all the way from CVA muzzleloaders, Big Green Eggs, books, coupons from Bass Pro Shop, and on and on and on, and it's all described for you right there. And I would urge you to, every time we do these contests, invariably the people who win the big prizes are the ones who enter every single day. And you can by doing that. Like the Facebook page and enter every day. And right now, Tommy is calling on O'Neill Outside at 23 after the hour. Good morning, Tommy.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Lovely. What can we do for you?
I was wanting to ask the game warden there. I'm a convicted felon.
Okay.
And I lost my gun rights. I know that. I love hunting, but I want to know what I can and can't do. Can I use a bow, or how do I go about doing it legal? You know what I mean? I don't want to get in no trouble with y'all.
Yeah, I understand. Go ahead.
All right. Tommy, basically, when it comes to hunting, we want you to hunt. You know, we just... You're going to have to follow whatever your probation requirements are. Obviously, if you've lost your firearm rights, you won't be able to hunt with a gun. You're going to have to do it with a bow. You know, they make some very good crossbows if you're not used to a compound or whatever. It's much like a hunting with a firearm. But you're going to have to bow hunt. Muzzle loaders, there's some confusion on whether a muzzle loading rifle fits the definition or not, but the federal law actually makes it illegal for you to possess a muzzle loader as well. So,
really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. So you'll need to check with your probation officer if you're still on probation, or if not, check with someone who knows your case individually, because, you know, we want to make sure that you follow their requirements. But as far as state law goes, you'd be good to bow hunt.
Okay, so a crossbow is not illegal.
That's correct.
Because I've heard people tell me, because it's got a trigger, they consider it as a, you know, a firearm. Mm-hmm. I said, well, I don't understand that, but I've heard it from you. So I'm going to check into that, but I really appreciate y'all, man. Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Get out there and give it a try, Tommy.
All right, take care.
Yeah, you bet. That's an excellent question. I thought it had something to do with the distance the weapon is effective. In other words, but I was wrong.
That's correct.
Yeah, because I know in the contest we give away 3 CVA muzzleloaders, and I can send those through the mail.
You can, but the federal law would prohibit some convicted felons from being able to possess that.
Interesting. Kevin, thought you had something.
No.
Okay. It's the youth season today. Comment.
Get out there. You know, take advantage of it.
Get out there and give it a try. There's nothing, very few things as great as introducing a youngster to the outdoors. And I got to tell you, because of the fact that you, turkey hunting is great. Just sit still. Listen. Sit still now. Just listen. And boy, when he answers, I tell you what.
There's nothing like it.
Oh, yeah. This heart pounding.
Well, it's a good thing because, you know, obviously birds get call shy after they get called to several weekends in a row. You know, they're, unless you sound really sweet, they're not going to come to you. So it's a good thing for the kids to get out there and get the first opportunity at them as well.
Good idea. Good idea. You get an answer today. Call. And, I mean, the worst call that I ever heard came out of a turkey.
Oh, yeah.
You really want to know the truth.
Yeah, some of those hens, you think, man, that, why's a God we're coming to that?
Yeah, that's exactly right.